Good morning, everybody. This is Holly Berger. And if you can hear me, can you guys do me the favor of pressing number one? Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. Today is September 9th, 2012. And this is a Sunday morning meditation call, a free call by me, Holly Berger, of Lightworkers Alliance. If you would like further information on my business, readings, or further meditations, you can check out my website, which is www.lightworkersalliance.com. And everything's spelt the normal way, Light Workers Alliance. Today we're going to do a meditation on balance. And my guides have not given me complete instructions, so I'm going to be surprised with you guys as we go into this. But we're working on balance, and my impression of this is it has to do with our balance in the world, balance through all of our main bodies, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, but our balance in the world, how we perceive things, how we react. And I love that subject, so I'm anxious to see what happens. If for any reason you get bumped off this call, just call right back in. If the call goes silent on my end, that means I got bumped off, unfortunately, and I will call right back in. But hopefully we'll have smooth sailing. I'm going to ask that the guides protect all of our electronics with pure light for the most appropriate movement and communication today. And again, thank you all for joining me. I hope you are sitting comfortably with your back straight and your feet flat on the floor. As we prepare for meditation, I always like to have something to write with next to me, and maybe a little bit of water. Take a deep breath. It's always good to breathe deeply in meditation, thinking about pulling in light and exhaling everything you want to release for transmutation. I will begin with prayer. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that our guides, angels, ascended masters, all of the beautiful saints, deities, and ancestors that work with us, we welcome their presence and we ask them to come forth in this moment. We ask that the I Am Presence surround each one of us with pure Christ consciousness light, the most advanced forms of truth and unconditional love, and none other. We ask that sacred space be sealed off around each one of us on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within this sealed and sacred space, we allow only frequencies of pure light, and we ask that anything less be surrounded with light and be taken on to its own highest outworkings. This enactment is called Release Protocol, and we enact Release Protocol at this moment for this meditation and as long as possible. We ask that Source also bless us with divine accordance so that we work with the highest and best good of everyone involved. We ask that Source help us communicate at the Oversoul level with each other for this meditation, aligning us with the highest realms of truth, connecting us with the I Am Presence, each of us in a vast pillar of light that connects all the way down to the core of the earth and to the I Am Presence. And it is from this place that we will bring all visions and communications to us, where we will safely remain. We are so grateful for all of the light beings that are present, for the communication that is about to happen. And with great gratitude, we open our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Again, take a deep breath, breathing beautiful light and oxygen into your physical body, nourishing it, offering it fuel for balance, healing, and all types of uses. As you exhale, imagine that your impurities, toxins, any negativity release into the ethers. As you sit, imagine that a beautiful light comes from the divine. It's as if a shooting star is descending slowly upon you. Imagine this is the purest, clearest Christ consciousness light that you can imagine. As it descends upon you, imagine that it comes into your physical body and anchors at your solar plexus. This is a beautiful gift from the I Am Presence. And as it anchors and begins to clear and heal you, bringing higher frequencies to your physical body, allow it to grow. Allow it to extend down into your body and legs, up into your upper torso, your arms, your head, and let it move out until you are surrounded and held within this beautiful light. Imagine that this light has the highest frequencies of unconditional love and the highest frequencies of divine intelligence. Imagine that it knows how to communicate with your cells in all aspects of your physicality, as well as your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. This light will begin to heal and balance through all levels of your being. Take a deep breath and feel this light moving into your lungs and spreading through your body, moving through your blood, your muscles and bones, and all aspects of your being. Imagine that this light, already connected to the divine and to your high self, now sends energy and light down. Imagine it coming out of your root chakra or your tailbone, and also out of your feet. Imagine it winding together and forming a great, beautiful cable below you. Follow this cable down and ask your guides to assist you in grounding. Ask your guides to help you ground as appropriate for your highest and best good, for your physical well-being. If you sense your cable spreading out like tree roots, ask it to wind together tightly and to go all the way down through sediment and rock, through earth, through water, through air, and through anything it encounters, even life, peacefully, easily, and comfortably. Imagine that this cable goes all the way down to the very center of our divine planet. Imagine that the center of the planet is a beautiful fiery core with a crystalline center. Imagine this fiery core as big as a large city. It's easy for you and your guides to find. Imagine your connection to it being as if you are connecting to your own self, something that is not separate from you, but one with you. Imagine your beautiful grounding cord strong, complete, as it connects to the beautiful core of the planet. Imagine Mother Gaia blessing you for your service, for your ability to ground and connect, for all that you do in your daily life, for every bit of goodness, every positive thought, every creative force. Imagine that Gaia sends up light, gratitude, and all blessings, all the way up your grounding cord to your physical body. As this light merges with you, allow it to move through your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Allow it to bring consciousness and awareness to you. And then allow Gaia's light to move up through your crown chakra, following a crystalline cord of light, to your high self, which may seem like a small sun above you, and further up the crystalline cord all the way to the I Am Presence. Imagine the I Am Presence as a great sun above you, a great central sun that connects everything and everyone. Breathe into this connection. Imagine that the great central sun, creator and source of all things, blesses you now by sending even further light down your crystalline cord to your physical body. And then let that energy go all the way down your grounding cord to the core of the earth. Expand these energies until you feel yourself in a great pillar of light, surrounding your body as if your arms could reach in every direction and just barely touch the outside of the pillar. Imagine this beautiful pillar of light dancing and full of light, bubbling light all throughout. Imagine the awareness, the consciousness. Imagine your intuitive ability, your third eye vision, all aspects of your being awakening to their highest intelligence, their divine blueprint, their conscious awareness. Imagine yourself being the exchange of energy between the I Am Presence and Mother Gaia at the core of our planet. Within this beautiful pillar of light, imagine yourself seated and relaxed. And imagine there is a beautiful screen in front of you, a large screen, like a TV screen or a projector screen. On this screen, you can see anything at any time. Within your divine protection, inside your pillar of light, invoke the presence of your guides and all appropriate light beings to show you today something special. Imagine that this screen lights up, begins to form with colors, maybe symbols or shapes. And imagine that these symbols and shapes begin to form a special message just for you. Your screen might form letters. It might say, "I love you. You are beautiful. You are divine, as you are in this moment, right now, with no changes. You are perfect. Your evolution is conscious. You are currently on the exact appropriate path. You are living your well-being. You are a treasure. You are learning. Take a few moments to see what messages come up for you. You are grounded. You are connected. You are protected. You are healing. You are healed. You are in alignment. You are an expression of divinity. You are truth. You are purity. You are special. As your screen continues flashing very positive, nurturing, truthful messages to you, imagine that your guides are working. They're spending their time in this meditation aligning your physical being. Imagine that your guides are pulling out toxins, helping you to align your skeletal system. Imagine that the guides are removing things that might cause illness in the future. Imagine them using their own healing powers and abilities to bless each cell, each joint, each organ, and all aspects of your physical being with beautiful healing light. Imagine them transmuting things that no longer work for you. Imagine them playing in your mental body, removing fears, dissipating questions that no longer matter, helping you forget unanswered prayers that don't serve you, Imagine them realigning your mind to have greater focus on things that are appropriate for you and helping you to forget things that are not. Imagine them healing your emotional body. Imagine them moving about, releasing sadness and emotions that don't serve you any longer. Imagine them bringing into your emotional body happiness, lightness, understanding. Imagine your processes becoming simpler and more gentle. Imagine your guides moving around in your spiritual body, helping you forget past lives that hurt you. Imagine them helping you heal lost memories so that they move into your archives and out of your conscious mind. Imagine what comes into your life when all of these things heal. Imagine your new fearlessness and limitlessness. Imagine that you move forward in the appropriate direction every single moment, that you meet the right people, that you make the right decisions. All of these right things being what is appropriate for you, for the gathering of your light and love, for the expansion of your oneness, for the knowingness of your divinity. Imagine that you forget things that don't align you with your pureness, with your essence of being, with your divinity. And imagine that everything that brings you into alignment with pure happiness, satisfaction, satiation, consciousness, friendship, love, abundance. Imagine that these things come to you easily, without frustration, without processing, opening yourself to new aspects of your own divinity, your creative abilities, your wholeness, your prosperity, your communication with others, your ability to heal and be healed. Imagine if all of these things align with you in perfect unison in this very moment. Breathe deeply into the light and the messages, into the purity, quality, breathe deeply, pulling this in, exhaling. As your guides continue to work with you, ask them now to give you all appropriate things for your own well-being, for your own consciousness, for your happiness, and for anything else you would like to add into your desires, your wants, your wishes. Remember that each divine light being that is part of your hierarchy of light works for you. Remember that each time that you ask an angel or a guide to do something, they are pleased to assist you in all light work. They enjoy helping you. Don't forget to ask them for help. Ask them to help you in any way that you can think of. And if you don't feel help, change your verbiage. If you do not receive what you want from a light being, ask them to assist you in removing what is in the way. Ask them to help you heal what is blocking what you want. Ask them to help you want something else if it is not in your own highest good. Ask them to help you live in your heart and not your fears. Ask them to awaken you to what is already present and given. Ask them to help you enjoy each moment, each expression of love, especially the ones that you might have missed. As you sit in this beautiful pillar of light, being nurtured and loved by your guides, with your screen flashing compliments and truths, allow your screen now to dissipate and go back to the divine. And remind your subconscious mind that you do not need a screen to hear how much your guides and angels and the divine love you. Remind your subconscious mind that those thoughts are in your cells. You do not need to witness them with your eyes or hear them with your ears. They are present within you. It is time now to thank the beautiful light beings that have worked with you today. As we thank them, offer them our gratitude, appreciation, and love, we release them back to their levels of choice. We know that some of them stay with us, and we are so grateful for that. We are grateful for all the clearing and healing that has happened today. We are grateful for everything that has integrated and blessed us. We ask that Source bless us one more time with release protocol to surround anything negative around us, anything like a negative thought form or an entity, anything that is inappropriate for our well-being and happiness. We ask that it be surrounded with light and be taken on to its own highest outworkings. We ask that Archangel Michael come forth now and bless each one of us by cutting any cords around us, above us, or below us that connect us to negative things, thought forms, or otherwise. We ask that these cords be released back to their creators, even if we are the creator, and that things be healed. Any horizontal connections, anything draining, anything causing inappropriate exchanges. We are aligned to the core of the planet and the I Am Presence, and we allow all communication through our pillars of light. Cleared, blessed, and healed of any ego communications, anything of ill intent, any worries or fears that we pick up from others. We ask that Source bless us with balance in our daily lives so that we remember to communicate in this way with everyone, including ourselves. So that we remember to create with these energies of divinity. It is time now to bring yourself back to your conscious place in the third dimension where you have chosen to incarnate on planet Earth. As we release these higher frequencies, we ask that our guides and angels continue to assist us in remembering that we are amazing, powerful aspects of light, that we have released and shielded ourselves from some of our greatest abilities and talents, but we know that our guides hold those. We know that they maintain them and that we have access to them. We pray that the divine guides us purely in each moment, especially in moments that concern our health, mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, our thoughts, our exchanges with others, our ways of loving and being loved, and our peace. It is true we choose peace, ease, and comfort. Please say this in your mind. I choose peace, ease, and comfort. Please remind yourself of this daily. Program it into your subconscious mind. Please know it is truth. You are a being that is worthy of all levels of light and unconditional love, all levels of peace, ease, and comfort. We will remain grounded. We will remain connected to the I Am presence. But in this moment, we bring our frequencies back to the conscious level of creation in our third dimension on planet Earth. We are multidimensional beings, and we spend our times in many dimensions. But as conscious beings now, we live in our physical bodies, and we are grateful to all of the divine help that comes to us in each moment. We ask that we each be blessed with a beautiful, creative day, with positive, loving exchanges with others, with happiness, good thoughts, purity, and clarity of being. Ask your guides now to assist you in grounding and staying connected, maintaining your conscious awareness of the divine in your life, but bringing yourself back to your physical body and allowing all the energies you accessed in meditation to playfully join you in your everyday life. We ask that each being on this call, each person that listens to this recording, that they be blessed with protection, groundedness, balance, and joyful happenings. Take a few moments after this call to reground, always grounding more and more, connecting to the core of the earth, so that you can maintain your divine energies in your conscious life. I am so grateful to everyone who has communicated today and their ethereal minds, listening, participating in creating beautiful, divine, high frequencies of light for all of us. As we separate from each other, the Akashic records, and sever the Oversoul connection, bringing ourselves all the way back to a grounded place, we release the beings of light back to their realms of choice. And with great gratitude, we close this meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Breathe deeply. Bring yourself all the way back. A lot of you went into very high frequencies today, and it was kind of hard to get you to come back. So ask your guides to help you. You may want to jot a few notes about your meditation. If anybody wishes to communicate with me, you can email me. My email address is holly@lightworkersalliance.com. I love to hear all about your meditations. I welcome you to write me. And for now, I will say namaste. Have a beautiful day. And this recording will be on my website probably within a week. Blessings to everyone.